This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Megan Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. Soda is too carbonated for me, so I blow bubbles in it until it becomes flat. Does it work? I don't know. So that's why I have a friend here to help me help you, Chachi Gonzalez.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We have Chachi and T-Rex.
We have Chachi and T-Rex, and Chachi is holding the leash.
So if you hear a lot of breathing, like, or just things that aren't human noises, it's because of this little guy. Hey, hey, hey.
It's because I walked up a flight of stairs and I'm out of breath. After a quick internet stalk on you, I already knew that you liked pickles, but you make pickle popsicles?
I do make pickle popsicles. So in Texas, or in Houston, where I grew up at least, it's pretty normal. At my brother's baseball games, they serve, like, frozen pickle juice. I get the popsicle molds and for my own.
Really? They sell them at the
baseball
stadium.
Games, yeah. And I don't know about like the big stadiums, but like the district teams or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
How much are they?
I have no idea.
How is it frozen for them? Like, because you have a mold, but did they have a mold?
They had like, you know, like the little sauce cups, like.
Oh, yeah. So it's like a little slushy thing.
No, it's like frozen. Like you like lick it. Like it's the most inconvenient way to have a pickle pop. But
a pickle pop.
A pickle pop. Yeah, it's casual. but you're like licking this little like sauce cup.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never had a frozen. Sonic had that.
Yeah, that's
slush.
No.
It's a no-go.
I at VidCon actually, because the closest Sonics are in Anaheim.
Uh huh.
And I was so excited about it. I was like, pickle slushy. I'm all about it. We went, and it's basically lemonade with pickle flavor, and it was horrible.
Oh.
But it was so like it was like artificial pickle.
Right.
Yeah. So
art of pickle.
Art of.
Thank you.
That's really good. So I was really torn up about it. So my fiance was like, you know what? He has a huge accent. He's like, baby, okay, we will go to the store. We'll get the popsicle molds and we can make our own.
I was like, okay. I love being torn up about it.
I was very sad. It's like you build up all of this emotion and it's just like a huge slap in your face. But I fisted that.
That's so funny. I was drinking pickle juice online, and everyone was freaking out, and you were the only person that was like, no, I get it.
And I sent you right back. I chugged the whole.
Yeah. It's so good. Sometimes I just, like, I open my fridge, and I'm like, my mouth starts watering when I look at it.
I want pickles now.
It's so good. We should have done that.
It's good for hangovers, too. It's a lot of electrolytes.
Oh.
So a lot of athletes, when they're in training, they drink pickle juice.
Oh, that's like a pickle back when you can't taste. What is the alcohol?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Oh, it's whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would just drink pickle. I will have a pickle back without the whiskey.
Me too.
just pickle, shot of pickle juice.
I have a pickle
juice
back without whiskey every day.
Well, that's what we found on the internet for you.
Yes.
So.
Of course, that's something about food.
Yeah, same. But this is not a podcast about pickle juice. I'm so sorry. It is an advice podcast.
I'm out. Okay, bye.
I'm out. Thank you. People write in questions to us, and we do our best to give advice on what we've been through, what we think they should do, what we actually would do if we can help them in any way, shape, or form. We try our best. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Chaji's posture is so good. It looks like you're like getting tested for scoliosis and don't lie. She's like fully straight.
I'll be honest with you. I had a whole bucket of wings in my sleep. So I feel like if I hunch, my pop is going to pop.
But okay.
Wait, you dreamt about having them or you had them before you went to bed?
In my sleep. I eat in my sleep all
so
the time.
So let's jump into this a little bit. Where do you get it?
Like food?
Yeah. Yeah, like, so you go to sleep, and then, like, where did the wings?
So, I guess I ordered them.
No.
Like, another day. And so, I probably weren't good to eat, but I ate them anyways. But sometimes, I mean, at this point, my nightstand isn't things like chargers or lotion. It's just chips, like every kind of chip ever, to save myself some exercise in the middle of the night.
How are you so small?
But I got up and got the wings last night, so.
Wait, do you?
So I got a little bit of exercise.
Is it like sleepwalking, but you're sleep eating? Or do you just get, so you're actually asleep?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember any of it.
How do you, and so when you wake up.
I wake up with the rappers around me.
And then you got to play like Monk and figure out what happened.
Yeah. I'm very messy, so I leave trails, like crumbs, and I'm like, okay, I guess I was here.
Whoa, you're Hansel and Gretel. You're both of them.
Words are really hard this morning.
What's the weirdest thing that you slept ate?
I just ate jelly one time, I guess. I guess I was scooping it out of the bottle because the next day it had jelly under my fingernails.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I guess I didn't get the peanut butter and the bread. I just wanted the jelly part. So
this is so interesting.
Yeah,
do you know anybody else like
no.
this?
My mom, fiance, he gets really hungry in the middle of the night too, but I hear him. He's like the loudest person. So you're like all the rappers and stuff. So, but no, never met anybody like that.
What happens when your metabolism gets bad?
I don't want to know. That's like, I like balance my meals throughout the day because I'm like, I'm going to go in my sleep. So dieting is not a thing.
But you
I just
don't even get to like enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Can you just like fill your fridge with kale and that's all you eat?
Oh my gosh, no, I probably will find a way to get some kind of chocolate in my
reach. Wow. That's a very cool thing, but very scary. I would gain so much weight if I did that.
Yeah, when I was 17 and my Mexican hit me, yeah, it was a bit of a struggle. She was walking juicy.
Oh, my God. I love that. Okay, ready for question one coming at you.
Here we go.
Live.
I got nervous. My skin went numb.
All of it.
All of my entire epidermis.
All of my skin.
They write, I have been wanting a makeover for so long, but I feel incredibly guilty about spending money. I never feel like I deserve to treat myself. Do you have any money-saving tips or how to splurge without feeling guilty? From Shopping with Guilt.
Ooh, how cute. but, okay, YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Everybody does, like, the dupes and the actual things, and you can see which ones, like, half the time, the lesser ones have actually, they're a better quality.
Yeah.
So I don't really go all out on makeup a lot of the time because I know that, hey, Walgreens will have something just as good. So sometimes you have to. But it is okay to splurge every once in a while. Like, treat yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, there's definitely things that I think are worth spending a little bit more money
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Splurging without feeling guilty. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
You I mean, like, I'm probably not the best person because I splurge
meat
all the time. I'm like, I deserve this. I deserve this.
Yeah.
But money-saving tips. Like you said, the dupes are always a really good thing. Pinterest is really cool for figuring out
There's, like, all these, like, apps now where it's telling you, like, have you seen the promotions on Instagram where it's like you can budget yourself and it's like a reminder, like a friend in your phone that's like, hey, you have this much for makeup or you have this much for food. This is how much you spent on this month.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. There's apps that can help you money management. Gosh, words are so hard today. I'm talking with my body more than my mouth.
Which is perfect for this platform. She's just dancing in the corner. A makeover. So here's a question. What's an easy one thing you can do as a makeover, I guess, a makeshift makeover?
Oh, I have an idea.
Let's hear it.
You know what you could do is go to like the Benefit Brow Bar and get your brows done one time so it's like $20 and then just clean them up. So they already do like the shape and everything for you.
So
and then
basically
you just
what I do monthly.
Maintain.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Yeah.
When That'd I start cool. looking bushy, then I go, getting your eyebrows threaded is the best feeling in the entire world.
It's like you
have
world. A new face.
It really is.
A whole new face.
If I feel super bad about myself, I'm like, I gotta go. And then after I go, I'm like, I can do anything.
In the world, yeah.
That's what I would say that. I've been to Benefit Brow Bar, and I didn't like what they did, though.
I have never been, but my roommate has.
Yeah.
She got it done, and now I just clean them up for her. But, like, they did the shape and stuff, so it's easy for me to, like, just clean around it.
Right.
Yeah. I just go to the random, like, hole-in-the-wall threading places.
Me too. $7.99. Like, ones that are $7.99.
Yeah.
Not the actual threading place, $7.99.
Like, No, but give me your girl's name.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like you have to splurge, like if you want a home makeover, because of the end product, you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, not saying that you need makeup to feel better, but like if you're thinking, oh, I want a home makeover.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I need makeup to feel better.
No, no. I said, yeah, not really understand what you were saying. I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think a home makeover is a lot. So I don't think you need as much as you think you do, but I would say do one thing.
Like that a highlighter. Like a dope highlighter.
Yeah. Like, yeah. A highlighter is a great idea. Getting your brows done. Getting a blowout. I have a friend that gets a blowout almost every week, I think, and she just loves the way it feels.
No, I had this one girl who used to do my hair on set, and she was like, I don't ever wash my hair. I like, because, you know, you wait every like 3-4 days, whatever. She was like, I wash my hair once a week, and when I do wash it, I go and I have someone do the blowout and everything. I was like, that's not
nice.
Terrible idea, but that will add up.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you could like get just a new pair of jeans that you love.
Oh, baby jeans. Oh my God.
Because it'll make your wardrobe seem different all of a sudden.
Your whole, I don't even know what to call it.
I contracted so hard that I am now pregnant.
She tree hugged.
Good fitting jeans are worth more than.
What are your favorite jeans?
Right now, what are my favorite jeans right now? I actually really, Topshop has really good jeans.
Jamie.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. You're wearing them now?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Topshop Jamie jeans petite, because we're short. Yeah. I always thought petite was for tiny girls, not just, you're short.
You are a tiny girl.
Yeah, I'm just short. I'm not tiny. I'm short in like, I'm like Gaston in the way that.
Gaston is massive. Do you mean LeFou?
LeFou.
Do you hear my eyes rolling?
LeFou.
Yeah. If you are LeFou, then I am like the mud that falls onto Gaston.
No, the mud falls onto LeFou.
Gaston gets pushed into the mud.
Oh. What's your favorite Disney movie? Has never seen a Disney movie.
Tries to think as if every Disney movie I've seen. Okay, I get confused because I say Nemo, but they're like, that's Pixar. But I'm like, it's essentially kind of, they own, right?
That's like, new age Disney. Like what's like Nemo. Classic Disney, like Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty?
Mine was Beauty and the Beast, but I just haven't seen it since I was very young.
Beauty and the Beast?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast is so good.
Lion King. There we go.
Lion King is, I saw that for the first time last month. I'm not kidding.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I get. Maybe I saw it when I was a child, but like I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It is pretty intense.
I guess one wrap
up. We got way off track.
Yeah. Bringing this back into a makeover. One last tip. I think we gave really good ones, but other than that, what's a thing that doesn't cost money that can make you feel good? I like this question. I like this question that I just asked. Something that's free but makes you feel really good.
Ooh,
Being kind to others.
Oh, I love it. She's
cost nothing to be nice.
She's waving as if she's in a pageant. Did you know the way to pageant wave? There's a little reminder. You know it. Unless you're just doing it.
I just did.
It's elbow, wrist, wipe a tear, blow a kiss. You look like a little princess now, both of you. So we have being kind. I love giving compliments. I'm going to add on to that. I love.
That's a good one.
What's a free way to make yourself feel better?
Mine was not nearly as good as either of yours. Go on a walk.
Let's hear it.
No,
yeah,
that's great.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it is great.
Get those endorphins pumping.
That's the best one.
Yeah. I like that. One. That's the best one. I think we killed it.
We did.
Crushed it. Crushed.
All right.
Jinx. There she is. There's our girl. Jinx, I owe you a pickle pop.
Do you have pickles here?
No.
I'm a little disappointed. You knew I was coming.
I really should have. I didn't prepare.
You had Abba Zabba's, but you don't have pickle juice?
Yeah. We could have only one thing.
If there could only be one thing here that you like, what would it be? And it can't be a Kit Kat.
I am doing a death stare because why would I want anything other than a Kit Kat? Ooh, I'll take some french fries.
Ooh.
Wingstop french fries with the ranch.
Retweet.
Ugh!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stop forever and give to me.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Question number two. I'm a college freshman and I've been single for the whole school year. Confidence isn't my issue. I just don't know where to meet people besides the classroom. Do you have any advice about meeting people in college or just in life? I'd love to approach more people, but I'm concerned about coming across as a creep. From confident but confused.
I actually had a conversation like this recently with one of my friends. She was like, how do I get boys to like me? Like, why don't boys want to talk? She has a lot of beautiful assets to offer. Like, that's not her problem. She doesn't feel comfortable going up to people. She's like, she did the same thing. Like, I don't want to be a creep. And I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? No.
Okay. Yeah, rejection. Ah, I'm paralyzed.
Yeah, but if you go up to somebody and you have no connection with them, like you don't know them, and they just say no, okay, it's going to hurt for a day.
Oh,
but like,
to you, Chachi.
No.
To me, it would hurt for years.
But
it's
if,
so
like,
true.
I would never come out again of my house.
But it's like when I was learning like crazy tricks, the furthest you can go is the ground.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But the impact on the ground,
yeah,
real tough.
After a while,
the
yeah.
The impact
you might
on my self-confidence, real tough. I don't deal with rejection very well. I was watching Gilmore Girls. I don't know if you... Do you watch Gilmore
I
Girls?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Anyone listening, well, you'll be able to commiserate with this. But Rory, one of the girls, is in college, and she goes to the laundry room and starts chatting up with this other dude doing laundry. And then her mom is like, you need to, like, start asking guys out. And she's this, like, cute little timid reader nerd girl. And she ends up asking this guy for coffee. She's like, hey, do you want to, like, maybe grab some coffee sometime? And he is holding his laundry basket. And he turns around and stares at her and goes, thanks, but no. And walks away. And I felt so personally victimized that I couldn't even finish the episode.
No.
I mean,
really?
After like, I took like a 5-minute intermission, but like I prayed for Rory. Like, I know that you already have your fate written by the executive producers, but I'm here for you if you need me. I can't do it. So like I get your friend.
But I'm like, if you are putting yourself in the dating world, you have to know like there's going to come rejection. You have to go balls out.
I know. That's true.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, the thing that I can relate to with confident but confused is meeting people in real life. It's kind of hard now that we're adults. Like, we're not put into the same classes with people. Mm-hmm. Even when I take Pilates every single day and I don't talk to anyone.
Do like, you
I
really?
Make, yeah, I make no eye contact. It's bad. One time I went into this is last week, I was buying a plant for my office. And the girl also wasn't giving me any eye contact. And she was also not good at her job. And at the very end, she also, the credit card machine was broken. So it's just like, this is so many bad things happening at one time. But I took my plant and I said, thank you. And I made sure to look at her in her eyes. And I think it's the first time that anyone's made eye contact with her because she was like paralyzed by it. And I was like, well, this is also my first time. And now we're married. But yeah, meeting people is hard, is all I'm trying to say.
Go to Whole Foods and hang out by the buffet section.
Cute!
Whole Foods, not Ralph's. There's a difference.
There is a difference. I get talked to a lot at Ralph's.
Grocery stores.
Really? Why? Yeah. What do they say?
They say, like, hey, I see you're buying this. Do you want to go grab dinner? And I'm like,
no. Do you want to go buy this together sometime? Isn't he like broccoli? I can make it. You want some?
Wait, do you want to meet me in the express aisle? Dude, yeah, that's why I stopped going to Ralph's.
People ask you out at Ralph's?
Yeah, but I look like shit if I'm going to Ralph's. So like, don't
talk. I look great if I'm going to Whole Foods.
I get horribly cold when I go to Ralph's. So I'm always wearing like a North Face, basically. I'm from Texas. It's cold in there.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I've never been asked out anywhere.
You don't go to Ralph's. Yeah, I don't like getting talked to in the grocery store because I think I look tragic.
What would be the best and worst aisle to get talked to in a grocery store?
You also know, hey, even at my worst, someone's asking me out.
What a mindset. Mm-hmm. I love that. Oh, I feel great now. Thanks.
I go to the grocery store today.
The worst aisle would be the cat litter aisle, obviously. Gross. Mm-hmm. And the best aisle would be like cookies, you know? Like, she's a fun-loving girl that doesn't care about calories.
Yeah.
Love that.
What about you? What's the best and worst?
Pickle. Olive aisle.
Do you like olives, too?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
She hates olives.
I love olives.
Like,
there's
won't even
more I hate
I'll
olives.
Just get, like, a pizza with black olives on it.
Me, too.
Oh
me,
God,
too.
What's the point?
From Amici. They have a very good black olive pizza.
Yes, Amici. You know they had the hot Cheetos pizza there, too?
What?
Hot Cheetos are too hot, is all I'm saying.
Sorry, what?
My one note on hot Cheetos.
They're too hot. Here's how to make hot Cheetos better. Take away the hot. Just make them Cheetos.
You know what you would like is the Trader Joe's spicy crunchy munchies.
Here's what I don't like about Trader Joe's. Not everything has to be cute.
It's so...
Why is everything so cute?
Cute.
Like, they change Oreos and it's called, like, JoJo's. Like,
Jozo's.
Bozos. Just clowns. Trader Joe's is doing the most.
I agree, except with cookie butter.
Ugh.
Okay, we have confusing... Speaking of confusing, back to the question. What is a good way to meet people other than a grocery store?
If, like, real life experiences?
Yeah. Have you ever met, like, an adult friend and it has lasted?
I'm thinking.
I guess it came off weird.
I have, like, one friend.
Same.
And, like, I travel for her. That's, like, real friendship. I travel to Pittsburgh, like, almost every month.
That is really cool.
Oh, my God.
A traveling friend.
Yeah.
That's cute.
My face is doing weird things. It just went numb and my eyes are twitching. Normal.
Is it?
Are you all right? Because your skin went numb earlier.
No, it's like half of my face sometimes will go numb. And my friend's like, that's not normal. My one friend, the one I'm talking about.
Right, right. Dang, I don't think I've ever traveled to see a friend. Oh, yeah. I mean, I went to New York. I don't remember the last time. I wanted to meet a girl in Pilates because have you ever taken Pilates?
I love
like
myself,
Reformer.
No.
I love myself, no. So in Reformer Pilates, there's like springs. No springs is harder if you're standing on it because you have to like hold together the two parts with just your actual muscles.
Yeah.
The springs are kind of just there to like help you. And so there was one girl, every time my instructor was like, if you want to be crazy, like go no springs. And then the only two people that would go no springs are me and this other girl. And so I was like, wait, we have the same work ethic. Maybe we'll get along. And I was always too scared to talk to her. So I almost made a friend, and I didn't because I was too scared.
Is she not in your class anymore?
No. Because that teacher that we liked.
Pat
doesn't teach anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Pat, you made me lose a potential friend.
I know.
I make, like, I always say I'm a social dragon because I think butterflies is too dainty. Because, like, you go places, and it's like, I always meet girls in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Bathroom times is where I make most of my friends.
That's so
but
true.
They don't last that long.
Yeah, they last for 20 minutes. You guys are best friends. You make plans to go travel.
I actually have one friend still that I met in the bathroom one time.
Really?
And she was throwing up. And I was like, the only person was like, are you okay? And she was like, you want to be friends? And I was like, okay. That was exactly how the conversation went.
Whoa. A bar bathroom friend.
Yep.
That's where you get, yeah.
But she like is only my friend when I go out. Like, I'll be like, hey, you want to come out? I know that if no one else wants to go out, which I half the time don't want to, but if someone's like, let's go out, I'm like, okay, let me call my bar friend.
My bar friend. That's true, yeah. A bathroom is a great place to meet someone. Other than that, I mean,
you could meet somebody, like you know, like, bike friends or like, running friends when you're running or biking and you always see somebody else running or biking and you give, like, the hello?
Yeah. See, I can't make, like, workout friends. Like, I used to do this CrossFit thing every day, and there was this thing called, like, Workout Warrior, and whoever worked the hardest that day, because we were, like, the heart rate monitors that they could see, so she would call out her Workout Warrior of the day, and whoever was Workout Warrior, I was like, you're my enemy, because I'm so competitive. I have baby child syndrome, where I have to win everything.
Oh, that's why I can't do that one workout. What is it called? Orange Theory. Was it Orange Theory?
Yeah.
Or was it CrossFit?
I went to Tribe.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Orange Theory is the one where it has it on the monitor.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, everyone's scores is up, so you know exactly where you're
like in the red or the yellow or the green. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never done it because I'm also super competitive, and I would probably I would overwork myself to be the best.
I would vomit after every class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without
a doubt. That's not good. But yeah, other than that, I guess speaking from experience of what I wouldn't do, but what you should do is going out of your way to actually talk to the people.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have talked to that girl, I would have had another friend. And now I don't because it was myself holding myself back.
You kind of have to break down that first wall of, like,
Yeah. There's also Bumble Friend or Bumble BFF. Mm. My sister did that, and she got a friend, and we traveled the world together.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I don't think
Do they have, like, Tinder BFF?
I wonder.
I think, like, an easy foray into making that a real friendship is, like, replying to their story and being like, that looks yummy.
Yeah.
Where is it? Oh my God, have to go.
That is good. Yeah, replying to a story is like the entryway to anything.
It is.
You could flirt, you could be friends, you could just be like, hey, I still exist.
Yeah.
It's a really good place to be. And it's like a nothing thing.
Yeah.
Because you already have something to work off of. I like it. I think we did a good job here.
We did. We go off track a lot. Yeah. I was like, what was the question?
Actually, I have one more question before we wrap this up. They're concerned about coming across as a creep, but I guess if you want to like approach somebody that you don't know, a stranger, what's a good conversation starter that's kind of like across the board, not offensive, something easy, something that doesn't put someone on the spot too much?
I mean, I always compliment people. I'm like, wow, yeah. You have really beautiful eyes, or yeah. I love your shirt, or like something yeah. like that. Because that's already like showing that you're vulnerable by going out of your way to be like, here's a thing that I think you'll
please
like.
Please answer back to me. Please talk to me. Please.
Yeah. Thank you. I need affirmation.
Thank you. Thanks.
Something for you. That's funny. When I go into business meetings, that's like a good tactic that I've learned. Like, introduce yourself. Say their name
three
and
times
give them a
you
compliment.
Have to do. You say it once to them and then two more times in your head.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because I suck at names.
Oh, that's good.
I think like the first 10 times I met you, I didn't know it. I remember Irene's name because that's my middle name.
Right. Hey, fine. I'll take it.
No, because I like, and I always tell myself, I'm like, you're about to meet someone, pay attention to their name. And it's like that part is just muted
mm-hmm.
all the time. And I have to go back, or I'll tell somebody, I'm like, I've talked to them too many times already. Can you ask their name?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just sad at this point.
I know. That means a lot, though. When you remember someone's name, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say their name, compliment them, mm-hmm. and then just see where it goes from there.
Yep.
That's a good tactic.
You like that.
Smart.
Yeah, you know, just being a person.
Of course.
We're going to take a break while Chachi gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back, but before we answer more questions and try and help to the best of our ability, what's going on in the world of Chachi?
Me? So many things are going on in the world of Chachi. I just got engaged.
Congrats!
Thank you. So figuring out wedding life. So that's a little stressful. Oh, it sounded like I was crying. Oh, no, I just...
it's really stressful.
I just finished shooting a Hulu show, Light as a Feather. So diving into acting, but this year, or towards the end of the year, going into next year, I'm going to start releasing music.
Music?
I'm very excited about.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to dive into that more because, I mean, I've done it since I was 15. I started, but then I was like, I don't want to release anything yet. I want to do everything in the right time.
Right.
So now I feel like it's that time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, hosting and just all around. Doing the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do all of it. What's your favorite thing to do?
It's so different. So, like, people say, what's your favorite thing about dance? And I go, my favorite thing is about dance is I can say everything I need to say without having to say anything at all. But when I got into acting, it was, like, verbal expression. So it was weird. So I have my love for both. Dance is always going to be who I am, but everything is so different. It's really weird because with acting, you can be somebody else. With hosting, it's you. But you're talking, because when you're doing dancing, you're not talking.
Right.
So it's really weird. It's like a whole cake batter of weirdness, but at the end, it's a great cake, and I don't know what this is, but this is a cake.
What kind of music are you making?
Like pops, dancey stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Trying to go the whole J-Lo route.
What's that like, being able to do that?
I'm no Ariana Grande, but I love singing. I've always done it my whole life. It's cool. It's very cool. It's the best I can describe it. Very cool.
Yeah. Oh, so that's when do you think that music is coming out?
I want to put a date on it because...
Soon.
Soon.
Wow. Well, that's so sick. Love that. I wish I had another talent to just like introduce.
You have so many
you
talents.
You do.
But not to introduce and go, hey.
You're the walking human version of Pinterest. Like you have everything and you can do everything.
But that doesn't mean I can sing. And that's not okay.
Everybody can sing. It's just what you consider as good singing.
Ooh. I go to karaoke bars and just talk into the microphone. I go, I'm more comfortable with this. I'll do the in-betweens. While you guys are picking the songs, I'll do like a tight five. That's what I do at karaoke bars.
At first I thought you meant like you were just like talking the lyrics. Like,
oh,
is it too late now to say sorry?
I just wanted to know, is it too late now to say sorry? Another question.
Let's hear it.
Here it comes. I want to start dancing again. I stopped taking classes when I was 14, and now, as a college graduate, I realize that I miss it a lot. I'm 23 and feel very intimidated walking into a dance studio. I know that many of the other girls around me will be younger than me and actually want to pursue dance as a profession. I feel like I'll be looked down upon for lacking their technique and wanting to dance as just a hobby. What do you think? Am I too old to get back into dance? From Quarter Life Crisis. That's a lot. A crisis. But I get it. I'm always in a crisis state.
No, you're not too old to get back into dancing.
I agree.
I used to be like that way too in Texas. I sucked at like hip hop. I was so stiff once I got out of ballet, and they didn't offer kids classes, so I had to go to adult classes when I was like 9. And
wait, when did you start dancing?
Ballet when I was 5 and hip hop when I was 9.
Dear God. Oh my God, I have not been doing anything for that long.
So
besides breathing.
Brian Puspos was one of my first teachers.
Yeah.
So I would take Brian Puspos classes, and I could pick up choreography, but I just was like a stick figure, like could not groove or anything. And I used to feel really intimidated, and I was always very like people are watching. I don't want to do this. I'm really bad. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they're right. There's always going to be someone in class that is going to take themselves too seriously. But the people that are in it, they're in it for the right reasons. At the end of the day, you're all there because you have the same passion. You want to dance. You want to be part of this art. So it's maybe, my face is going so numb and making my mouth weird. Oh, this is not normal. I should go to a doctor.
Oh my God.
One of these days. But you're never too old to get back into dancing.
I agree.
Yeah. If it makes you happy, you gotta push through it.
Yeah, I feel like I was also super stiff when I started dancing. I also got told by one of my instructors that I'll never be able to dance like a girl. Like that's still sticking with me.
That's horrible.
Somebody told you that.
It was horrendous. And I don't know why. I don't know if he did it off of like this is gonna make you better, this is gonna push you to want to be better.
Sounds like you did it to be a dick.
It was really mean. I made an entire piece on it, like an intro. Like I had a whole bit of that. It's beautiful. But the only thing that I may disagree on is that like now dance studios aren't.
It also depends on where you're dancing.
Yeah.
If you're in LA.
I feel like a lot of people just go to classes now to be on camera and to get famous on Instagram. That's why I stopped taking classes.
And everybody's like, oh, you don't even like dancing anymore. You stopped taking classes. And I'm like, because when you go in it, everybody has the wrong mindset. Like, yeah. Everybody just wants to be on the front page of YouTube.
Right.
And whoever's video. And it's like, I like to go to dance class and wear sweatpants or like just real clothes, and it's
yeah.
like everybody's going in bras, and I'm like,
I know,
full face.
What's the point?
It's
not an audition. Why are we acting like it is?
Yeah,
it makes me so upset, and that is the same reason why I don't go either.
Because it doesn't feel good anymore.
No, I feel like I'm getting judged, and like this isn't my first dance class. You know, like with this person saying that she's nervous that she's going to be the oldest one there, and then. Is going to be looked down upon for not having technique. Like, we go to class and we feel terrible.
Yeah. Because these little, like, 8-year-olds are murdering it.
I know.
Because they're robots. It's
I know.
Crazy.
Isn't it a thing that, like, people learn the choreography before the class now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happens, too.
There's always, like, 20% of the class that already knows the piece.
Which I hate.
How is that allowed? Or, like, does that happen even?
I think that mainly... I mean, I would have to ask some people, but when I teach class, I'll teach two of my friends so that I know how to teach it, mm-hmm. so they know it. But I think sometimes people like to redo their classes so that their video looks better on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, people will, like, crush it more, and then they'll get more views.
Yeah.
And it's like, this isn't class anymore. It's a performance. The tip I think that I could give this girl is if you really want to do it, do it for you. Walk into the class knowing what you want out of it. So if one class you want to walk in and go, I want to work on pickup, only focus on pickup.
At the end of the day, it is just class.
Right. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be training and workshopping you to get better. And it's not supposed to be the end result.
Yeah.
Ugh, I could go like, on this forever.
I miss going to classes and them being like, don't worry about getting it perfect. Like, but now you have to go in and everybody's like, I have to get it perfect because I have to get picked for select group and I have to be. And it's like, no, it's class.
When I first started dancing out here in LA before the cameras were involved, I would bomb so many select groups and I would just run off because it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But now it's documented.
Yeah. Ah! And it's going to end up on Instagram.
It will.
I've seen it. I'm like, oh my God. I thought they were going to cut that part out.
I wonder if this girl misses the class aspect or if she misses
the class aspect?
A portmanteau she uses, of course. Or if she just misses dancing, because there are a million videos on YouTube that like, that's how you learned how to dance, right? Was to like watch people dancing and then learn it.
Yeah, I'd put it in the mirror. I would turn my laptop around and put it in the mirror and learn, because that was before I had dance classes.
That's amazing. So, I can't believe that.
Yeah, that is wild. Doing the most with the resources that I had. But yeah, I feel like hopefully that, I mean, even in LA, there's better places to take from some of the most popular ones that you're going to get judged for going to.
Yeah.
There's some like more niche studios or like privates. If you really want to just get like a one-on-one thing, I think that would be a really good idea. I don't know. It's really hard to give advice off of like an industry that is not doing well right now.
No, yeah.
I don't know what I would.
If you
don't
live in. So much. Yeah. It's changed so much.
It used to be so
fun?
Good. It was fun. You would learn a lot. You wanted to go. And the people that you were taking class with all wanted to get better.
Yeah.
And they didn't. It was never like a show and tell.
Yeah.
Or like a let me be better than you. You would stand next to the people that you wanted to learn from or feel their energy. Or maybe you liked how they danced, so you wanted to be closer to them. But now it's like, let me stand in front of you so everyone can look
see
at me.
Yeah.
And I can do a solo at the end of this video.
And then throw 15 backflips.
Right. It's not the same anymore.
Yeah, it's not. Do you get scolded on the internet for not taking classes?
No. Do you?
Yeah, constantly.
A lot?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean scolded?
Or like people are like, they hate so much that I'm not in dance class. Like constantly. Every time I put up a dance video, it's like, get back in class. And I'm like, okay, my own dad doesn't even tell me what to do.
Oh my
gosh. So let's have a talk.
That's why. They don't tell me to go to class, but they do tell me like everything looks the same.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm like,
you do the same thing. I'm like, what you don't understand is like, it looks similar because it's my style.
Right. That's a
it's
style.
I don't have to hit, like, throw the shoot or the dab or whatever because that's not who I am as a dancer. So, yes, it's going to look similar. There's only so many dance moves. Of course, I'm going to do this knee thing. Maybe every other freestyle. Like, that's me. That's my style. It's not being repetitive. It's just being consistent.
Right. I agree. And there are some, like, I overuse some things for sure, like filler moves. And we all do if we're freestyling. But, yeah, the way that we dance is how we dance. It looks the same because maybe you don't, maybe they aren't dancers.
I've always wanted to talk about this.
It's so frustrating because I do get it. Like, I do like a little like ISO and I hit my chest at the top, or I do like
I know what you're talking about.
Like, I'm like, da da da, pat, and I hit the top. Or I do knee spin. That's fine. Okay, I'll stop trying to do it in choreography.
I do lots of turns, and then it's like, apparently, it's very bad if you want to turn more than once.
Jeez. Why can't we all just be happy and watch our videos?
Yeah. Because no one can latch onto any, like, ounce of passion.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is now. Like, I went to a class a couple months ago, I guess. And, you know, at the end, it was always, like, the teacher would maybe choose one person at the very end to, like, show how they interpreted what it was. And after they danced, they would stop doing, after the piece, they would stop dancing.
Yeah.
But now, people freestyle for, like, 3 minutes straight just so they can, like, impress everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a whole show and tell. And it should have just been a show.
Yeah.
And
I hate I hate freestyling after, like, the...
I don't do
someone
it.
Else. Yeah, I don't do it. Like... when I would teach with Matt, he'd be like, okay, have your moment. I'm like,
I don't want a moment.
I don't
want
to.
I'm fine.
We had 18 seconds of
we just had, we just danced for 13 eight counts. I'm having enough moments.
Right.
What do you guys find, is this what you find the most frustrating about the dance industry now?
Yes.
I would say, the desire to be famous more than the desire to express yourself.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Retreat.
That was beautifully worded.
Wow. Thank you.
You're like talking so beautifully and my jaw's like, my face is going
face is
numb. Please cut out anything where I don't make sense.
She can't feel
lot.
Her face when she's with you.
Aww.
Yeah, but I love it. But I love
you. I think we helped, did we?
Yeah.
I hope so. And if not, tweet me.
Have you ever gotten like your favorite piece of dance advice? Is that a thing?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's hard. I'm thinking too. I'm like,
It's hard to get like, yeah, advice. Like, I mean, like people don't give advice very often. Like,
yeah,
instructors.
It's like, I got advice, but not in a like a for like a passion way. It's just like your like long term goals for dance. So I'm
oh, let's hear that.
And it actually wasn't recent. It was when I was 13. Do you know Marty Kadelka?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when I was doing like monsters training and all that, he was like, yeah, you have to do whatever you got to do to pay the bills, but your dream should never to be a backup dancer. Cause like,
yeah,
who like, ugh, it's something like people will come just to see you. So like you stick with it. Be
right.
True to who you are. It was just more of like being yourself in dance, which is what.
Wow. He jumped so,
so
high.
And every time he's outside, I have him on a leash. But yeah, something like along the lines of that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do agree. Keone Madrid gave me a piece of advice once, and he said, always ask why. And it was like in dance, in life, in job, in career. I think he was saying like, why this move? Why this song? Why this feeling? Why are you doing what you're doing? I think it was basically just trying to hone in on your intention of everything.
Yeah.
And even like, why are you saying this? Why are you telling this person this? Why are you making this? There's always a reason for everything. And I think that's a great piece of just life general advice that could also be going to dance too, but more of a general thing.
That's really good. Bryn Nicole would disagree. She'd be like,
Bryn, yeah, the why and how. In a previous podcast, Bryn came on and she said, what was the exact thing that she had said?
Change your thinking from instead of why does somebody have this, how did somebody get this?
Oh.
Like, how can I make myself to the point
that
I want to
be? Cardi B thing.
What's that?
She was like, don't be a, like, why did this B get this? Or would it be like, how do I be like her? How do I be on
the
same level?
Oh, that's the
exact same thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Don't be, like, jealous or...
Yeah, like if you are jealous, figure out why and then figure out how. I have a funny story about Keone really quick. I'm going to play a thing. I was at karaoke in New York the other day, and before you entered, in between when you select what songs you're going to choose, I'll show you this video and I'll put it on this mic so you can see. Him and Mari's video was just playing.
No!
Keone, I'm at a karaoke place, a weird karaoke place on the third floor of the Lower East Side. Weird thing in Manhattan, and your video was just playing. We didn't choose a song or anything, and you're just here, and that's hilarious. This is the coolest thing. Okay, bye.
It's
I
so
love
funny.
That.
Yeah, but I was like still talking in the microphone, telling
classic.
Him.
So
it was a whole thing.
That's. I think those are both great pieces of advice.
I agree.
Little dancers. Do you have like a favorite dance move?
A favorite dance move? That's so funny. Do you get asked that a lot in interviews?
They're like, what's your move? And
what's,
I'm like, what's your move?
A knee spin.
That's what I usually say because it's so I do it all the time. It's like it's the worst. Like it's like a tick, you know, when you don't know what to do. It's just like I'm literally on my knees doing a 360 before I'm standing up again for no reason. Yeah, probably a knee spin. It's easiest to show.
That's good. How about you?
Or an arm wave.
Just a spin.
Like a coupe?
Like a quick little coupe, yeah. Or like a little, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good filler one. That's actually Brian Pusbo's filler move.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A knee?
Yeah,
he'll
be like, okay, I'm just
going
to go to the other leg now.
That's so cool.
What's your go-to move?
I sit down.
Okay.
I notice I'm on a dance floor and I turn around.
Oh, so you spin too?
Of course. With my knees.
One more.
Yes.
Here it goes. I am 18 years old and I have a boyfriend that I have been dating for over 3 years. We have decided to get a house together, but I don't know how to tell my parents that I want to move out. My parents are very strict and I know they'll try and convince me to stay. How do I have the conversation with my parents without ruining the relationship that I have with them? I am ready to take that next step, but I still want my parents' blessing. From Parental Paradox.
Uh-oh.
What is she going to say?
Wait, is she 18?
Yeah, so I guess she could do whatever she wants.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in a really, really strict household.
Same.
They might not like it right away. If you're sure that you want to do it, they're not going to like it right away. If they're strict,
right.
I can tell you that. But they're never going to not talk to you again. So
yeah.
If you really want to do it, you have to understand that there may be some consequence in your relationship with your parents.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I feel like...
But you're an adult.
You are. I moved out when I was 18.
I moved out when I was 16.
Dang! Yeah, I mean, my parents were super strict too, but once you're 18, they can't tell you anything.
Yeah, it's like, I'm telling you because I love you, and right. This is like courtesy. Like, I want to let you know and kind of give you the option to say yes. But yeah. Even if you say no, I'm still going to do it.
Exactly.
I mean, what would you tell her as a friend if she was telling you this?
I would say, go to your parents and open up like with loving kindness conversation and building them up before you even break any bad news. I think this is like a tactic in just life.
Yeah.
Compliment sandwich.
Yeah. Or it's like two good things, one bad thing. So like what I did when I dropped out of college to go film a movie, and the way that I did it.
Another dope sentence. I film a movie.
Well, I guess here's the thing. I didn't know that I was gonna book the movie.
Did you step up?
Yeah. So I dropped out of school to do an audition, which is way more risky.
Yeah, that's ballsy.
Yeah. I really didn't. Well, I guess I didn't drop out until I knew I got the job. Yeah. But it was the first week of school.
Yeah.
It was really intense because, you know, you have to like pay for the classes if you don't show up. Yeah, it was horrendously nerve-wracking to go tell my dad that. But I just kind of like was like really, I knew that I wanted to do that for some reason. And it was such a bad actual decision to do because, I mean, like now I'm fine with it. But like if I were my kid, if I was my dad and I had a kid, I would be like, absolutely not. This is so dumb. You know the odds of you getting this versus the odds of you staying in school and getting a degree. This is the worst decision of your life. And I would probably try to talk my kid out of it too. But I was so hard-headed and stubborn that I was like, there's nothing that you can say. I'm letting you know, like you said, it is a courtesy. I'm going to leave today and I will be back if I don't book this job. And if I do, then we'll talk about it then. And I think he saw the gall that I had and like the gravitas that I was speaking with, that he was like, oh, okay. Like there was nothing he could do at that point.
I just got chills.
So what I would say to this person is, go up to them and start with some compliments and then just break the news and say it with conviction, because no one can tell you otherwise if you stand your ground. What would you say?
I mean, my only thing, and I know age is just a number, but like you started dating this guy when you were 14 or 15.
And
now you want to get a house with him.
Yeah.
Like to me, that just sounds, if she was like, I'm ready to move out and be on my own and I'm scared my parents are going to be pissed, it'd be like, oh girl, you got to go for it. But the fact that you want to go from your parents' house to a house with your boyfriend, I don't know if that's the smartest.
Because God forbid anything happens to your relationship, but being in a relationship with somebody when you break up, that moving out process is one, adds on top of the heartbreak.
Right.
And it's frustrating.
And it's super uncomfortable. Like, I had to move out of an apartment with my boyfriend. We broke up, and the next day I moved out.
But good.
The only reason I was able to do that was because my mom lived there, and I had already moved out alone and done a bunch of stuff on my own and gotten jobs and done all these things. So she'd seen that, like, I put a lot of thought and effort into moving out originally and moving in with my boyfriend. So when I was like, I have to come back, she was like, cool, for sure. You're always welcome. But if you kind of like, I think your parents would be way more cool if you just like moved into an apartment by yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you could have your boyfriend over whenever you want.
That's what I think. Yeah. I went directly off of how to have a hard conversation that I skipped over what's actually happening.
Yeah.
And I agree.
But that is so important, especially because you've been through kind of that exact thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, mine wasn't for a boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm dating my career, so, so I guess it was. We're going strong.
Hey, you're crushing it. It's been 7 years and you guys are better than ever.
But yeah, I would say if you wanted to move out, I would move out alone. If you could, or with a roommate.
A friend, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Living with a boy ruins things a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of the time it does.
Yeah.
In my experience.
Unless you're getting married, I don't think I've lived with boys before and it's never good.
It's ultimately ruined the relationship every time I've lived with somebody.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, being 18, you learn so much from when you're 18 to like, I was 18 to 25. This is going to be a whole thing that you're going to have to deal with. I would say.
I went through the same. I moved in with my ex when I was 18.
Oh.
And
yeah, time
we
in.
Were together for 3.5 years. So we kind of lived together like right off the bat. So so it was like, you're still learning about who they are. Yes, you guys have been in a relationship for 3 years already, but he would always say, you're going to change a lot from 18 to 21. I was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. That shit happens.
Right.
Sorry.
That happened to me.
But it happens. And looking back on it, I probably wouldn't have moved in again. Mm-hmm. But because that's a huge step, because then you have to start sharing about finances and stuff like that. And like, it's like you're married.
Yeah, so it really is.
It's like you're married and you have a roommate that you kind of don't like.
Yeah.
Right. It puts a lot of strain. And you change as a person, not only with you, but like you change because of the dynamic of the two of you.
Yeah. So it's like if he doesn't like to put the dirty cup in the sink and just sets it right next to it, that will bother for a week. But after 3 years, you want to break every glass that is not in the sink.
Yes. So wrap up tip for this person. I guess, are they asking? I think they know that they want to move in with them, so they're not asking us for that.
Yeah.
So we just gave them a bunch of unsolicited
just
advice.
Take precaution. That's it.
Wrap up tip for this person.
Just try not to burn the bridge with your parents.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you have a good relationship, albeit them being, they're strict because they care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Just try not to hurt that relationship in any way.
And they will always be there for you because it's like a binding contract. I think you'll be fine. Love your parents. Tell them, hey, this is a good piece of advice. Tell them that you love them before you start doing anything else. Thank you so much, Chachi.
Thank you.
Where can we find you on the internet?
Chachi Gonzalez across all boards.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, that's
except
so
Snapchat.
Clean.
Except Snapchat. That's different.
But no Snapchat, one really
but nobody has that anymore.
No one.
What? I actually use Snapchat all the time.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Snapchat loves you.
Because I like their filters better.
Oh.
So what I'll do is I record something on Snapchat. I'm like, okay, it's here. So I'll post it on Snapchat and then I'll download it and put it on Instagram too.
Wow. Double duty.
Making it work for you.
Yeah. If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, rate us 5 stars because I'm tired of waiting 2 days after opening a can of ginger ale before drinking it. And what will remedy that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, congratulations on being number one.
Oh my God, thank you.
I saw that. Congratulations.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.